My background is actually in comparative psychology, but I'm interested in learning in general and how learning and language interact with one another. So as part of Silk, I'm really interested in how different spatial activities and spatial language contribute to increased learning and create greater spatial cognition, which then helps in math and in transferable skills and generalized learning in general.
Okay, so in other words, the only common thing that we're all walking around with on this planet is this 3 pounds of wonder tissue. The question is, how do you optimize this performance? So you start looking at some of these skills, like attention, spatial, and so on, and try and figure out ways in which they may be optimized. Is that roughly correct?
Absolutely. And I think, importantly, the ways in which not only we engage in activities, but the ways in which we talk about those activities. And so as children, the ways that they play and the ways that they learn to talk about them really influence not only their knowledge about it, but also the ways in which they learn. And as adults, the ways that we engage in play with children and the ways that we talk about their activities really has a very great impact, not only in what they take away from that activity, but the way they approach learning in general, both in the present and in the future.
Yeah. Here's a little question. Let me just ask a question, Susan. You have a play doctor thing on. Susan is here from the National Science Foundation, also a play doctor. There's something a little ironic, isn't there, when you have to see a sign that says New York Coalition for Play, as if play is an endangered species that has to be saved. But is that roughly correct? I mean, why is there just not enough play going on?
Well, I mean, I think to some extent there's traditionally this division between ideas of free play and ideas of traditional learning. And I really think that we're coming to a greater understanding as scientists and as educators that play and exploration and imagination are really critical and important in forming critical thinking skills, in forming the sort of cognitive understandings and cognition of all different kinds that really forms the foundation of knowledge and of some of the traditional, learning that goes on.
Yeah, I also hear from lots of practical teachers that the vanishing recess.
Yeah.
So when are they going to get the time to do this? There's also plenty of studies, I don't have to tell you, which shows how much taking breaks and reinforcement schedules, gaps in there, tremendously important, and play periods as well.
And sleep. I mean, we're really beginning to understand the ways in which, sleep and recess and creativity and all of these things that are traditionally seen as sort of the opposite of learning.
Wasted time.
Are actually very critical in terms of reinforcing and enabling children to really maximize their learning potential.
So, Susan, let me just ask you a quick question. How difficult it was for a bunch of researchers to come to the National Science Foundation and say they wanted money for play?
Well, I think it's not so much for play as to understanding learning that occurs through play. And I think this brings greater awareness to how learning occurs all the time. And if we're more aware, we, as parents or even as teachers, there can be better, sort of more intended ways in which we can enhance learning for all ages. And I would like you to say what SILK stands for. And I would for
the Spatial Intelligence and Learning Center.
She's taking over as producer now.
and I think it's wonderful that the faculty members and the researchers and students at the center is participating in this event, because NSF has made great investments in research about learning, but it's equally important that we take the findings of research and communicate it to the parents and the teachers and the general public.
Yeah. Well, the middle of Central Park, that's not a bad venue.
This is wonderful, and I think this is all the commitment and dedication of a group of people that we must not forget.